right. If you would, I want you to turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 29. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 29. Thank you, Jesus. Are you there?
Yeah, man.
Not quite, almost.
Not quite, almost. All right, let's go. And we know, let's read it together. It sounds good. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we just open the Word of God and thank you for it.
Hallelujah.
Before truth comes from it, Lord God, we thank you for your Word. We thank you that truth does come. Mm-hmm. And it changes us.
Yes.
Lord, do a work in us today.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Continue to transform us into the likeness of your Son.
Lord, we praise you for what you've done in the past, what you do today, and what you will do in the future.
Thank you.
We praise you.
Yes.
And take these few minutes and just speak into our hearts. We glorify your name. We exalt your presence. And we thank you that you're our best friend and Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Take us from where we are to where you want us to be.
Yes, oh God.
And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
This morning I want you to take just a second and look around at the faces sitting in this little building. Just take a good look at everybody. Don't let them scare you. I want you to know that right now, this is a different place than when you walked in this morning. And all of you who have come are now different. Why? Because you have just stepped into a new season of life.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
And the reason for that is because I prayed for it. You probably anticipated coming to a regular Sunday morning meeting. It didn't even occur to you that you could be moving into a new level or a new dimension with God this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
So I want each of you to look at your neighbors and tell them, I didn't know it, but I just stepped into a new season of life. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1 says, to everything there's a season,
yes,
a time for every purpose under heaven. This verse reminds us that we serve a God of seasons. We serve a God of seasons. We can easily identify seasons of nature when we view creation. God created four different seasons. Each season occurs according to the position of the earth as it orbits the sun. The seasons change as the earth moves, But the sun in the center of our planetary system remains fixed or constant, with everything else revolving around it. And as we consider our personal lives, we can clearly see the signature of the same artist. Much like the earth, our lives should revolve around the sun, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And as time passes, our lives will change, entering and experiencing many different seasons, but the sun remains the constant in our life.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
So in each of our seasons, God remains the same. However, God doesn't measure seasons with clocks and calendars as we do. Rather, God uses truth and revelation to change us into Christ's likeness. So whenever God gives you a fresh word, or a fresh revelation of an old word, you just stepped into a new season. So whenever God gives you that fresh word, folks, and that fresh revelation, you enter into a new season. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Okay? Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Again, in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 part of it, it says, to everything there is a season. To everything, there's a season. So every change in our life as a Christian is a season. It's a season. God, in his perfect wisdom, has a reason for all of those seasons. So put this into your knower. There is a purpose for the process. There is a purpose for the process. Say that with me. There is a purpose for the process. Now, I guarantee you that there are seasons you didn't want to go through, but you did. And you made it. Amen? But even through those unwanted seasons, you must admit that you learned some things. You gained some wisdom. You learned some compassion. You conquered some fear. And so on. There's a good chance you wouldn't have learned what God wanted to teach you if you hadn't endured that season. And there are plenty of seasons we've gone through that we have yet to understand why. We don't even have a clue. Don't even feel like we learned anything. But realize this, saints, if God allowed it, there was a purpose for the process.
Yes.
Amen. If we simply trust God, we can be assured that there's a reason for every season. And even if you're going through difficulties right now, or you've been through rough stuff in the past, doesn't mean that God is finished with you, because the Bible assures us that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
Yes.
This isn't just any old work God is doing in you. It's a good work.
Hallelujah.
An excellent work.
Hallelujah.
A perfect work.
Hallelujah.
And it's designed just for you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, God.
So I am here this morning to tell you that you've just stepped into a new season. And how do I know that? Do you remember me telling you that I prayed for you at the beginning of this message? That's why I know that. Amen? Now, let's begin by taking a quick glance at the life of one of Jesus' disciples, one of the disciples with whom I believe we can easily identify. I'm referring to the Apostle Peter. Amen? Old Pete. In the context of this message, we recognize that Peter went through his own personal seasons. As we take a brief look at his life, we will identify three key principles about stepping into a new season. So if you're taking notes this morning, write these down. I will repeat them so you'll have time to get them for sure. Number one, stepping into a new season brings new changes. Stepping into a new season brings new changes. Number two, stepping into a new season brings new challenges. Stepping into a new season brings new challenges. And number three, stepping into a new season births new champions.
Amen.
Stepping into a new season births new champions.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can you repeat?
All right. Let's.
Can you repeat number one, please?
Stepping into a new season brings new changes.
Changes,
challenges,
and champions.
Champions.
Hallelujah.
So number one is stepping into a new season brings new changes. Change is inevitable.
Yes.
It's going to happen. Everything in life is constantly changing. Nothing in this life stays the same. We can look outside at the world all around us and notice things that are different today than they were 10 years ago, last year, or even this year. Last trip that Bonnie and I took back to my hometown in Michigan certainly proved that statement to be true. Most everything had changed, even roads. There were places I remembered that were either in terrible condition or had been torn down. New homes and businesses took their place. It was hard to picture some of my old stomping ground. Wow. Even the house I grew up in had burned down, and now there was an empty lot there to hold my memories. But brothers and sisters, each season is designed to be different than the one before and the one after. Some seasons are meant for things to grow, and others for things to die off. In some seasons, the days are longer, and in others, the nights are longer. Sometimes it seems like your days with God or your mountaintop experiences involve extended periods of joy. But then there are also those seasons when doom and gloom seems as it will never end. However, you must hold to this truth that those long nights when the tears relentlessly flow, there's a new dawn coming, a fresh morning is on the sunrise.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
The tears will cease.
Hallelujah.
And the peace will return to your spirit. God will empower us, you and me, with another revelation, a truth that will propel us into a new and different season.
Thank you.
So why does God take us into these difficult seasons and then follow it with an uplifting one? Probably because so many of us are creatures of habit. If God didn't alter some things to disrupt our pattern of living, we would become complacent, remaining in one place without ever growing in faith and becoming like Christ.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I remember as a kid, I always looked forward to summer. And it wasn't necessarily because there was snow in the winter. As a kid, I liked it. As an adult, I'm glad I'm here. If it were up to me, it would have been summer all year long. Probably I preferred summer over other seasons because there was no school. But in God's plan of creation, seasons were bound to change. Summer may have been the time to play, but responsibility would return every fall. I needed to go back to school so I could learn some valuable lessons and eventually become an active part of God's plan.
Yes.
Hopefully I'm that today.
Exactly.
Now, Peter entered into a new season of life when Jesus called him to become his disciple. Matthew chapter 4, starting with verse 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. One day, Peter was just an ordinary fisherman until Jesus came walking by.
Yeah.
And when Jesus spoke directly to Peter, giving him the word that was ordained for him, Peter's life was consequently changed.
Amen.
Jesus simply said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this was the word Peter was destined to hear, because immediately following the word, Peter stepped into a new season. The change was instant. Peter was transformed from a nobody to a somebody. So in other words, Jesus' plan involved changing Peter into a new or different person. It wasn't just an outward change of a new vocation, but an inward change that revealed to Peter who he really was. Amen?
Glory.
Now, let's consider a part of this scripture a little closer. Vivian, put up Matthew 4:19 again, if you would. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." The word "make" in the Greek can also be translated "sprout forth." Sprout forth. So folks, there was a miracle waiting to sprout forth in Peter. And as it was for Peter, so it is for you. Amen? A miracle is waiting to sprout forth in you. A miracle is waiting to sprout forth in you. Consequently, the seasons of your life have served a specific purpose, and that is this: to nurture or grow that spiritual seed within you. Amen? I'm going to read that again.
Hallelujah.
Consequently, the seasons of your life have served a specific purpose, and that is this: to nurture or grow that spiritual seed which is in you. Amen?
Yes.
It wants to sprout forth.
Yes, it does.
All you gardeners, you know what that's like when you see that little bitty green popping through the dirt, and then the next day it's a little more, the next day a little more. Amen. Sprouting forth. Today you've stepped into a new season, a season in which your miracle is about to sprout forth.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at your neighbors and declare, "My season is here." Amen. Amen. So principle number one is stepping into a new season brings new changes. When you step into a new season, you will have new changes. Let's go on to principle number two. Stepping into a new season brings new challenges. New challenges. There is no doubt that when Peter was called to follow Jesus, that he was faced not only with many changes in his life, but also with many challenges. For example, his faith was challenged when, in the midst of a storm on the sea, Peter stepped out of that battered boat to walk on the water with Jesus.
That's amazing.
Another time, Peter's feelings were challenged. When Jesus was telling the disciples about his upcoming death, Peter would have none of that talk, and he rebuked Jesus for saying such a thing. Jesus, in turn, rebuked Peter as he turned his back on Peter and declared, "Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan." Once again, Peter's traditions, prejudices, and pride were challenged when he followed Jesus into Jerusalem to see the Son of God, the light of the world, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, demean himself by becoming a servant, washing Peter's feet. The teacher becoming a servant. What a learning experience for Peter, as well as for us. But folks, in all these instances I just noted, Peter stepped up to the challenge. Amen? He did. And yet there was that one particular time when it seemed as if Peter stepped into a season of failure. It was the moment that Peter went from being a follower of Jesus to one who followed him at a distance. You remember the story when the soldiers asked Peter if he knew Jesus, but he denied knowing him three different times. After he had denied knowing the Lord the third time, the rooster crowed, bringing the words of Jesus flooded back into Peter's mind. Jesus had said, "Before the rooster crows, you will have denied me three times." Folks, Peter ran from the scene and wept bitterly. Those feelings of guilt and remorse are exactly what happened to you and me when we step into a season where it seems as if all is going to hell in a handbasket. That's Bonnie's dad's favorite saying. You feel dry and empty. And despite your best efforts, you can't help but feel as if you've disappointed your Lord. It's at this point that you are vulnerable to the words of Satan, the one who undoubtedly condemns you, reminding you of your weakness and failure. Do you begin to believe Satan's words to you? Do you believe that your failure will sever your relationship with Christ? Do you think restoration may be impossible? Oh, you may try with all your might to continue your walk with Jesus, but you realize that you are now following him at a distance. If that is you today, please remember there's a purpose for every season. A purpose. What Peter didn't know, and many of us fail to realize, is that Jesus' love is far greater than our failures.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
When we fail to meet the challenge of a new season, there is grace and mercy from God that circumvents our shortcomings.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, after denying his Lord, Peter had a choice. He could have done what many of us do today. Peter could have used his failures as an excuse as to why he lost hope and withdrew to obscurity. But folks, Peter had another encounter with the risen Savior when Jesus lovingly forgave him, drawing Peter to himself, restoring him back into the family of God. Have you ever experienced that total forgiveness? When you felt like a failure, but Jesus came and redeemed you? Amen? If this has happened to you, then just shout out a hallelujah, man.
Hallelujah!
Amen. Now, before Jesus ascended to the Father, he told Peter and the other disciples to go to Jerusalem and wait, because there was something coming.
Amen.
Jesus said to Peter, "Do not leave Jerusalem. Not until the Holy Spirit comes." None of them knew that Pentecost was on its way. But in the upper room, Peter and 119 others began seeking God. They prayed. They lifted their voices in praise. They anticipated. And they waited for the Holy Spirit. The hearts of those gathered in the upper room were fixed on one thing, and only one thing. They waited it out. They sought it out, prayed it out. And then, just as Jesus promised, the Holy Spirit made his entrance and consumed that place.
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, Hallelujah. In the same way, the Holy Spirit desires to consume those who gather together with one heart and one purpose, who will wait it out, seek it out, and pray it out.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
In Acts chapter 2, Peter stepped into a new season. The very season that you and I have stepped into today, 2,000 years later. Which brings us to the last principle. Stepping into a new season birthed new champions. Births new champions. Peter was transformed from a fisherman into a preaching powerhouse. Amen. Those who knew Peter 3 years earlier were undoubtedly amazed and speechless to see him become that champion for God. Listen, saints, God didn't save you to be a chump. He saved you to be a champion.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, God transformed us by his almighty power when he filled us with his Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
The change that the Spirit has wrought in you and me cannot even be measured. The power that has been released into our lives has fashioned us into spiritual giants.
Glory.
Let me say that
glory,
again. You
glory.
Need to get it.
Yes.
The power that has been released into our lives has fashioned us into spiritual giants.
Amen.
Amen. I like being a giant. No longer should we picture ourselves, amen, as sniveling weaklings, but as God's champion.
Thank you, Lord.
Destined for purpose and prepared for the challenge.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
God is calling his champions to step into a new season of power and prosperity. And as we step into this new season, the world will recognize that we are children of God called by the name of the Lord. Amen. And as we step into this season, the Lord shall pour out from his good treasure to bless us, so we will be able to lend and not borrow.
Glory.
Become the head and not the tail. Amen. Above and not beneath.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. As we step into this season, God is going to tear back the veil from the heavenlies to bring relief and release.
Amen.
Those who were once held under are now going over. Amen. Those who were once forgotten will now be remembered. Amen. Those who were once depressed will now begin to rejoice. Those who were once rejected will now be accepted. Those who were once downtrodden will now lift up their heads.
Glory.
Those who
Hallelujah.
Were once grief-stricken will now wipe away their tears.
Glory.
Those who were once poor will now say, I am rich.
Glory.
Those who were once afflicted will now become whole. Wow.
Thank you.
Can you believe that a new season is upon you where the things you have lost will be restored to you even 100-fold? Hallelujah. Am I talking to the right crowd this morning? Amen. Have you walked through some difficult seasons? Are you ready to step into a new season? Have you suffered in silence trying to please God all by yourself? Have you desperately praised him through countless tears? Have you attempted to lay hands on yourself asking God for a miracle? Have you tried to be steadfast, praying for someone else, hoping another saint would be praying for you? Amen?
Yeah.
Well, I just stopped by to tell you this morning. That season is over.
Glory.
That season is
Glory.
Over,
Thank
and you are
Jesus.
Stepping into a new season. Hallelujah.
Yes.
As of today. And that new season is
Thank
upon you,
you
right now.
You.
Right now. Right now. Say it with a shout of triumph. My season is here.
My season is here.
There's a fresh anointing flowing my way.
There's a fresh anointing flowing my way.
I am a champion.
I am a champion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Every chance you get, proclaim that, folks.
Yes.
Proclaim it.
Glory.
Right now, I believe heaven's anthem is being played over you.
Glory. Thank you, God.
The banner of the Lord is being hoisted high above you. And listen, saints, on God's platform, there are no second or third place. There are no silver or bronze winners. Only gold ones that have been refined in the fire.
Amen.
Folks, be bold this morning. Be bold. Take the step into your new season as a God called, God ordained, God sanctified, overcoming champion.
Yes,
glory.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Yes.
Let the miracle that is within you give birth and sprout. Quit holding back.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Quit holding back.
Yes.
Be all that God wants you to be. You're not too old for a new thing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The seasons of your life have perfected you.
Yes.
Receive all that God has stored up for you. Claim it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Folks, I don't know exactly what else I can tell you, but I want you to stand up. Brothers and sisters, by faith, I want you to step into your new season. Excuse me. New season. God has plans for you. Plans to give you a future and a hope.
Yes.
God's plans are perfect.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Because He will perfect all things that concern you.
Amen.
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 Give Him some praise, saints. Give Him some praise. Thank Him for the new season in your life. Thank Him for that new season. Hallelujah. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a new season. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God is so good.
Amen.
So good, folks.
All the time.
All the time, hallelujah.
I'm glad the Holy Spirit's with me, because I wouldn't walk out in this rain without it. Without Him. We just had a flash, the lights dimmed, you know.
Yeah.
I could have turned somebody into a French fry. But we walk with God.
Yes.
It's a new season.
Yes.
I don't care what happened last year.
Yes.
I really don't care about COVID.
Yes.
It's a new season.
Amen.
And there's only one thing that really matters, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. I want you to tell your neighbor, you're in a new season. Hallelujah. You know, there's one way I wish I was a little more like God. He doesn't remember things that He doesn't want to remember. And I seem to remember too much. And I just would like to be able to throw it in the sea of forgetfulness.
Huh?
What happened last year? It's gone. Nothing's going to change about it. It's over. Even Laura talked about all that old stuff. It's a new year. New year.
Yes.
And a new season.
We used to have a saying growing up. My mama used to tell us, it's overdone with gone.
Overdone and gone.
Yeah.
Overdone
with and gone.
Overdone with and gone.
Yeah, that's what she tells us.
She's right. She's right. So Lord, take us today.
Yes. Yes.
To where you want us to be.
Yes, oh Lord. Yes,
we're
Lord.
In a new season.
Thank you, Father.
We've started this new season.
Yes.
And we're going to put those things,
the
bad
the
seasons,
yes.
The things we want to forget behind us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And become bold in this new season.
Thank you. Thank you.
To serve you, to love you, to be more Christ-like. We're going to become bold in our walk with you, Lord.
Yes, God.
This is a bold season.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, thank you for this church, and use us mightily, Lord.
Yes.
Use us, everyone in their way, Lord God, as you speak to them, as you minister to them, as you direct them, Lord. They are servants of yours. Let them be bold as a lion. In this time where things of God are pushed down, are forgotten, are intentionally fought against. Let them be bold as a lion to proclaim your truth.
Your power.
Yes, and your power. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Amen and amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Enjoy your cookies, Glenn.